You're listening to SBS News.
For decades, Redcar was steel country. Its blast furnace was the biggest in Europe, and the steel it produced was used to build the Sydney Harbour Bridge. But the plant was shut down in 2015 with thousands laid off, and the town hasn't really recovered. Former boxer and community worker Frankie Wales was one of the 66% of people in this electorate to vote Leave. He doesn't think Brexit will be a knockout blow for the region, which is already dealing with high unemployment.
How could it get worse? So what could you do? When you've got nothing, it doesn't matter where you put it, you've still got nothing at the end of the day. We literally have nothing. What I care for is my area, my town, and the people that live here.
But the UK government's own analysis paints a worrying picture. If Britain signs a limited free trade deal with the EU, growth in the northeast is expected to be 11% lower over the next 15 years compared with current forecasts. If Britain crashes out of Europe with no deal at all, growth in the area is expected to be 16% lower. New polls show support for leaving has dropped considerably in this electorate since the referendum. Redcar's Remain supporting MP Anna Turley says that's not a surprise. She's backing a people's vote on the final Brexit deal.
People here do feel they're very resilient, they're very proud, they're very determined, and they'll get on and battle through. But the reality is, why are we making it harder for us? Why would we cause businesses of our neighbours and our friends to go under? That's just mad.
But optimism often trumps realism. At the small volunteer-run museum, Fred Brunskill takes pride in preserving his town's maritime heritage. He voted to leave the EU and has no regrets.
I still say that we are doing the right thing. Europe, when you look at the facts, Europe needs us. They will be in danger without us. So at the end of the day, they've got to cave in to some of our demands.
Fred's friend Philip was a third-generation steelworker. He voted Remain but accepts the referendum result and believes Redcar's spirit will help it overcome the rough seas ahead.
And I think that's the essence of this place. No matter what you throw at it, we get over it. And, you know, we see people now coming down to the beach and coming into Redcar. The place is starting to buzz again, you know. It's becoming... I think it's going to find its destiny again.
The economic forecast isn't good, but this town has weathered its share of challenges in the past. And uncertainty about tomorrow is something the people of Redcar are very much used to.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.